Hello and welcome to episode 210 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're going to wrap up Currency Week along with Government Month by looking at some of the biggest coins in the world. I'll never forget my first trip to the Smithsonian Institution. There's this giant stone in the atrium. It's moved now to a different spot. But this giant circular stone, 9 feet tall, hundreds if not thousands of pounds, and my mom told me that it was a coin. I was just like, what? That's a coin? It's too big and heavy. Well, that stone is actually called a pie stone, and to learn about it, we're going to head back to the Marshall Islands, where the Bikini Atoll is, if you remember the Bikini Atoll from a couple weeks ago. And we're going to visit a centuries-old civilization called the Yap. Their value isn't based on any sort of actual reserve, such as gold or another precious metal. Their value actually comes from their difficulty to acquire. The harder the stone is to get, the more valuable it was. Now, because of this concept, the stones are actually immune to inflation. Interesting, when the Westerners came to Micronesia and the Marshall Islands and brought better ships and were able to transport dozens of these stones at a time, again, it didn't actually cause inflation. The older stones were still their same value because they had to have been hand-carved and perilously transported over the 250 miles of ocean with canoes. The stones are made of a stone that aren't found on the Yap Island. They're found on a different island 250 miles away. In order to get them from the island, they had to transport them, again, by canoe. The newer stone had lower value because they represented less work and less danger. Indeed, the most valuable stones were ones that had blood in their history, meaning that people had died in their creation and transport. It's hard at first to conceptualize that such a giant stone could be used as a coin, but put it into perspective. Today, just because we pay for something with something doesn't mean that what we pay with is actually physically moved. When you pay with a credit card, you don't actually move any physical money. It's all done electronically. In the same way, when something was purchased with a pie stone, the stone itself may have stayed in the same place, just transferred ownership. The Yap people are still around, though they use the dollar as their main currency today. Every now and then, though, a pie stone is still pulled out and used as some traditional form of currency. Thanks for tuning in to episode 210 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Well, that's the end of Money Week and also the end of Government Month. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you come back on Monday as we start Hodgepodge Week, where we take a look at five random topics, starting with one Southern author's response to Uncle Tom's Cabin.